Chapter 9, called Relationships and Other Treasures. Much of this chapter I just soon forget about, since the subject of intimate relationships relative to a deliberate creating is not one to which I can speak personally. My superb resume encompassing some 40 or 50 years of relationships comes from my pre-energy flowing days. Be that as it may, the basic tenets of creating meaningful relationships through energy flow is no different than creating anything else. For in truth, anytime we have an alliance to whatever extent with anyone or anything, that constitutes a relationship, right? Okay, so here we go. I call this segment, It Ain't the Dorky Habits. Relationships, whether they be with a spouse or a partner or a friend or a business associate, are like everything else in our world, about how we are vibrating, period. And how we are vibrating is coming from how we are feeling, period again. If we're verbally or mentally accusing or berating or disapproving in any way, we're going to be attracting negatively. If we're feeling trapped, ignored, or neglected, or unsafe, or misunderstood, or shortchanged, we are going to be attracting negatively. If we race in to please, rescue, or placate, we are attracting negatively. And I can already hear the, but you don't know my partner. But how would you feel if you had to live with this one or work with that one? Well, we are the sole and exclusive creator of our experience, not our partner, not our parents, not even the boss who just got us fired. So as hard as it may be to swallow, it becomes a matter of looking at our own valve, our own reactions, our own focus, our own energy flow. The bottom line is, if our partner or anyone else who classifies as a relationship has some dorky little habits that annoy us, which are nothing but don't wants, and we focus on them with even moderately closed valves, all we're doing is perpetuating the dorky habits we'd like to erase because we're holding them in our vibration. That means not only will that infamous toothpaste cap never get put back on the bloody tube, but that very irritation has the potential, with our constant negative focus on it, to escalate into an unwanted extramarital affair, a fender bender, a layoff, even a divorce. The worse it gets, the worse it gets. Remember? There's just no other way to put it. If you want to change the conditions of your relationship, you're going to have to change your vibrations. Because frankly, the culprit is blame. Most of us think of blame as the melodramatic pointing of a long, crooked finger towards one who has done scandalous wrong. Oh, sure. More times than not, we're probably justified in our accusations. But, you know, so what? There's not an ounce of well-being that can squeak through the low, thick vibration of blame, whether it's justified or not. In fact, the electromagnetic energy of blame is so potently charged as it flows out from us, it can cause those who are usually fairly dependable to mess up all over the place. Really, it can. And for sure, sending blame energy to someone who's been nasty or stupid or abusive or drunk only amplifies the condition that you'd like to see changed. Some friends of mine who had their luggage put on a wrong flight were fuming and stewing for hours at their hotel over the inefficiency of the airline. Their luggage, which was extremely important, had been seen but had now vanished and was so completely lost no one even knew where to start looking. So finally my friends realized what they were doing, switched to appreciating the usually very competent employees that they had been berating, and within minutes, I'm not kidding, minutes, they received the call that the luggage was found and would be delivered within an hour. True story. And a participant at one of my seminars couldn't stop blaming her husband for what she perceived to be the cause of their twins' stuttering. And after the seminar, she reluctantly agreed to undertake a program of brief hubby appreciation periods daily. And I mean reluctantly agreed. She called about 6 months later to tell me how difficult that had been at first, But as she got sort of into the swing of it, she learned to catch herself at the onset of a blame bout and get her valve open enough to flow some appreciation to the girls as well as to her husband. And as of the last phone call, both of the girls had nearly returned to normal speech. I don't know what happened to poor hubby. The point is, the energy of blame always makes a bad situation worse. Always. Okay, let's say there's a bunch of things in a particular relationship that we don't like. Some big things, some just trivial little things we might even think that we're ignoring. We might think we're ignoring. But little does not exist. And little is usually our biggest problem. It may be only a mild annoyance over clothes hung backwards, or it may be as terrible as the fear of abuse. But regardless of the emotional intensity, that negative attention to what is will always, always cause even greater problems, because that's the script we're writing. Now, true, we can't paint on anyone else's canvas if they don't want it painted on. If someone doesn't want to change, writing a new script or appreciating probably isn't going to accomplish much of anything except get our own valve open. So if you're with someone who strongly desires not to change, and you do, universal physics is probably going to split you up and keep you that way. So look it, never mind your partner's valve. In fact, never mind your partner. Take your focus off of what's going on around you and insist to yourself that you get your own valve open any way you can, no matter what. No matter what. We're the ones that get to choose, always. If you're kind of a silent sufferer, as I was, good luck. Really good luck, because whatever it is we're suffering over is growing like an overfed weed. You have to take your relationship-killing focus off whatever it is that's closing your valve and put it on to what you want in life. In other words, take your focus off your don't wants and put it on your wants and keep it there. If you've got a drunk on your hands, open your valves and write a new script. If you've got an unemployed partner on your hands, open your valves and write your new script. If the two of you are fighting over money, open your valves and write your new script. Start talking with your partner about what you want and why, not about what you don't want and why. I know I'm sounding very cavalier about this, like there was nothing to this business of ignoring the action of some jackass who you're sure is responsible for making your life miserable. Blame is our game, and pointing the finger back on ourselves has always seemed so pointless. Well, in the middle of writing this chapter, I took a break to do some grocery shopping. And I was driving to the store, I started to get a rather nasty inner dialogue going with the folks who were renting that little cottage, you know, out back on my property. They had been unable to pay the rent for a couple of months, and my focus on that non-payment was becoming all-consuming, to say the least. Fortunately, it was my cantankerous mood in the supermarket that woke me up, and just as I reached for the dog food, it dawned on me how snarly I felt. So I asked myself, what's bothering me? And in an instant, I realized it was my focus on the lackful conditions of my tenants. So I finished my shopping and headed straight for the steam room, easing myself bit by bit into a better mood as I drove, so that by the time I hit the steam, I was ready to write a new script. So first came a little appreciation, at least I tried. Nice kids, pleasant to have around. Thank goodness they were there to take care of the dogs while I was away. No other tenants would have done that. That was starting to feel better. I headed for the empty pool where I could talk quietly out loud without being stared at. Like I was talking to them, pretending I was talking to them. You both just got new jobs? Wow, that's fantastic. I'm really happy for you. I know you've been wanting to buy some new furniture, so now you'll be able to do that. And on I went, painting the picture I wanted. It wasn't 10 minutes after I got home that the kids came over just beaming from ear to ear. Not a new permanent job yet, no, but they had found ongoing means to pay me starting immediately. Fast action, to say the least.